I'm John Betts with Mary Roach, the author, and her new book is Replaceable You. It's futuristic. It's also at the same time heartening for those who've had surgery and concern themselves with their appearance afterwards. We come now to donors. That is the widow and the children of a deceased coal miner, for example, or any gentleman or mother who's gone. What do you need to know about or what the needs are and what happens? Let's start with the eyes, Mary. They need eyes from cadavers. You can actually replace a human eye with a human eye of a deceased person. Is that correct?
The cornea.
I see.
The cornea. No one is transplanting entire eyes. And the eye, the optic nerve, it's really part of the brain. So that's a tricky one to replace. But the cornea, which is the very, very thin layer on the exterior of the eye, which can be removed and can be transplanted. There are certain diseases. Fuchs dystrophy is one of them, where a corneal transplant is the most common treatment for that. So, and it's a tremendous gift. And there's a big need because they don't always take. Sometimes several efforts are needed before one takes. They're getting much better at it, at taking a thinner and thinner layer of the cornea. It is a very thin. I pictured a cornea as kind of like a contact lens, but it's much thinner. So that's one thing when somebody is a tissue donor, there's a great variety of material that is recovered from a body. So, and I was interested in how is that done? How do you remove bones and ligaments and skin in a way that the family can still do an open casket? So it's pretty remarkable. The skin is taken from the back, so no one would see that. The leg bones are taken, so there's just a cut made down the middle of the front of the leg. And then the bone and the knee are often taken out in one piece, and then that's sent to another group who remove the specific material that they'd like. But then something to fill out the leg is placed, and then the skin is stitched back up with a very attractive, it's a baseball stitch, the day that I was there. And you, other than that seam down the front of the leg and the torso, you really couldn't tell that anything had happened. So, and what had happened is pretty inspiring, because 70 people, as many as 70 people, could benefit from the bone and the ligament and the skin and the corneas that were taken. So it's a really significant gift that someone can make.
And do they have the Eagles playing Lying Eyes in the background, or was that you, Mary?
You can't believe the whole time I was there, about 4 hours, and they played Lion Eyes, Spirit in the Sky, Only the Good Die Young. I have to believe there was a Spotify playlist for tissue recovery.
They have euphemisms for bodies, cadavers: fluffy, not fat; furry, for hairy. I think that's very sensitive on their part. I like them for that. What did you make of it, Mary, that they have their own vocabulary?
Oh, yes. The two people who were doing the recovery that day, they were respectful. The woman who said, when she referred to the donor, yes, she said, instead of saying, he was obese or he was fat or anything like that, she said, he's a little fluffy. Yeah. And she's not a kind of person. I mean, she referred to some of the surgeons she had worked with in a previous job as in an OR. She did not use that kind of gentle word.
She was more candid about her opinion. Yes.
Yes, she was. So there really was I don't know how much of it had to do with the fact that I was there as an outsider, as a writer, but they really did emphasize respect at that particular organ.
And they got the music right. The book is Replaceable You.
The music right.
Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy. Mary Roach is the author. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,